KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff has now landed in Moscow for talks with Russian officials on the ceasefire agreement that Ukraine has approved. ABC's James Longman with more on what Russian President Vladimir Putin is looking for.
Putin wants a permanent plan which would see him keep some 20% of Ukraine that he is currently occupying. But Donald Trump has been threatening sanctions if he doesn't agree. He said if Vladimir Putin doesn't agree to this plan, that he could make some decisions which would be financially devastating for Russia. But he said, I don't want to do that because I want to get peace.
As tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kick in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his Canadian and European counterparts for the next 2 days as part of the G7 summit. A massive cross-country storm on the move. There are evacuations in Southern California as the threat of heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides hit some burn-scarred areas. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the WMDX newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will now release money to Wisconsin farmers. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
The Dairy Business Initiative Program is a law sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin. It allowed dairy farmers to get grants on projects that would modernize their operations and provide more jobs. 88 dairy businesses across the Midwest have been awarded those grants, totaling more than $6 million. Many of them started those projects knowing they would later be reimbursed by the federal government. But the Trump administration ordered the USDA not to release the money. Now Baldwin says the USDA secretary has agreed to reverse course, and the 30 dairy businesses across the Badger State will get that money. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Meantime, a Republican attack ad against Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford claims she would stop deportations of illegal immigrants or protect sanctuary cities. Is it true?
There's no evidence to support the claim that Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford supports stopping deportations or protecting sanctuary cities. A GOP group aired the attack ad, but when asked for proof, could only provide the position of Democrats who support Crawford. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Do you have flood insurance? Meteorologist Brittany Merlot reminds us of the importance of the increasing risk.
Flood insurance is an important tool to prevent financial vulnerability from flooding, and most homeowners and renters insurance policies do not cover flood damage. All it takes is 1 inch of water to cause around $25,000 in damage. And this can be devastating if you don't have the right insurance. And Wisconsinites are eligible to purchase federal flood insurance. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn more. Signing up now ensures that you'll have coverage by the time the spring showers start to hit the state.
That's meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to 92.7 FM, 1500 AM, WMDX.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight, they host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm going to say this at risk of my job, Kelly, but what President Trump is doing is insane. It is absolutely insane. It is about the eighth reason we've had for the tariffs, and now he's saying he's putting 50% tariffs on Canada unless they agree to become the 51st state. That is insane.
Wow, that's the guy on CNBC.
Yeah.
Insane. Okay, so what? This is this morning, because it's hard to tell if we're in a tariff day or a non-tariff day.
We're in a tariff day again.
Wow, yeah. Trump threatens 200% tariff on EU booze over tax on U.S. whiskey.
That includes French wine.
Wow. If there is ever a time we needed booze, it's now. Wow. He's, you know what? We joke about 11 billion as a number. That's going to be 11. Yeah. I'm announcing this morning 11 billion percent tariff on whatever.
Okay. Can I call in a trademark violation?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Oh, yes, on 11 billion.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
I'm
leave him for some money. What are you looking for?
I'm overwhelmed by my new things.
Yeah, what are you looking for? I didn't really give you anything new this morning.
Really? Oh, no. There's a new, it's a lot of effery. Okay. All I know is I hate everyone this morning.
Well, yeah. I hate the internet.
Okay. Apparently, you know, you go to bed, Bell, this is what happens in talk radio. You go to bed a flaming liberal that everyone on the right hates, uh-huh. And then you wake up an avowed fascist.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And fan of Steve Bannon because...
Right, a far-right loon.
Because we allowed Carlos to have a nuanced, you know, conversation about trans girls in sports because he has two daughters. And so we were having a... Wow! Okay, let's see. So we will talk to Dana Goldberg in hour three, because I'm always, you know, dying. By the way, Chris, I don't know if you know, we're a big tent. We're a place where, because Carlos said, he's been afraid to have this conversation.
Yes.
Because liberals will jump on it. Exactly. And whatever.
Exactly.
And I don't want this to be a place. Very often, Frangela and I are on more of the same side of an issue. They often differ with Carlos and
right.
You.
Right.
And
that's everybody
okay.
Differs with me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I allow you to be wrong every second of every day, and you're here. My point is...
Thanks. I appreciate that.
My point is, I agree with some of the sentiments. So Dana retweeted Allison Gill, her co-host in Daily Beans, and our good friend.
Yeah.
Who said, sorry, not sorry, y'all. I will never, ever, never, ever support anything that diminishes trans rights, even if it's just 0.1% of their rights, never, because once you forfeit 0.1%, it becomes 10%, then 100% every time. I said that is I think the right wing are despicable bullies. I think they use this issue to bully trans people.
They use it to win an election.
And to scare Democrats into going, oh, well, maybe we need to beat up on trans people too, which I obviously loudly disagree with.
Right.
I've said that many times. But so this was this morning what I woke up to. Cecile said, thanks, Allison, for your principled stance on the issue. Lost my mind listening to Stephanie Miller yesterday waffling on the issue just because she doesn't want to have anything bad or critical to say about Newsom. Sickening. Okay.
None of that happened.
Oh, no, wait, there's more. Will said, remember, Stephanie Miller voted for the right-wing fascist, Gavin,
oh my gosh.
Gavin Newsom. She's a fascist, just like Steve Bannon. I woke up a Steve Bannon. What? This may run for president, by the way.
Yeah, in 2020. I saw that.
So clearly, I'm team Bannon 2028, yeah, because what?
You're going to be his campaign manager.
What the actual? Okay.
I hate people.
By the way, as I've said before, if you agree with everything anyone says, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Including me. So
especially me.
Yeah.
Well, those of us that are gay people in California, of course, have been Newsom fans for a long time. He was a, you know, ally of the gay community way before it was cool. And I did make that point yesterday that when Chris and I were young homos,
yes,
gay marriage was not. I mean, look at the polling.
I never expected gay marriage to be legal.
And that's what I said. I don't want to go, oh, well, just because it's the majority. Because it is.
Right.
A polling thing that I'm sure scares Democrats, because 80% are against trans girl in sports, 90% are against
just that one issue,
trans surgery in
They're
prisoners.
Not against trans people, against trans girls in sports.
So we were having a discussion with Carlos about it. Bella has a 14-year-old sister who plays volleyball, so you were chiming in. And
yeah.
I didn't have time to pre-screen you here late, so go ahead.
Good luck with this, Bella.
Yeah, I mean, I played volleyball my entire life. Scrimmaged with boys.
I kind of sucked, and I only played against girls.
So, this is a nuanced issue, and some things I will say. We can't cherry-pick which Democratic leaders to criticize. Exactly. We should be holding all of our leaders accountable because they are supposed to represent us. We also, you guys say circular firing squad against, other Democrats.
Which is exactly what they want. That's exactly what they want.
Happening.
This is what they did during the election, Chris. It's an issue we weren't talking about. No. Other than that trans people are beautiful and have a right to exist like the rest of us and have a right to have every right that we all have any other human.
We are all on the same team.
And then they made it about this little, divisive issue that then became something, obviously that they turned into. And again, I saved this because this is exactly why I don't go on Fox News. I sent you this piece. This is what I'm going to ask Dana. This is what would happen if she got invited on Fox News. This was the topic: some murderer in prison getting trans surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He is a convicted murderer,
yep.
And so. Of course that's an issue.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm.
Right. So you need to go on Fox News and be the liberal that defends the murderer that killed a little kid getting trans surgery or whatever, right? I mean,
defending murder.
And it's like, again, 0.00000001%
We're all on the same team here. We all have the same core beliefs. We need to have these conversations or else no real change is going to be made.
Right.
And we can't just blow smoke up each other's butts like every single day. Right. We have to have these conversations.
Right. And like this lady, Cecile, that was bullying you into having a different opinion.
I wasn't waffling on the issue.
Right.
I have a show where I have a lot of different personalities that we showcase that have a right to their own opinion. I can't police what Carlos thinks, and I can't police, and again, Dana, I'm sure, will present an opposing view today.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to hearing that.
And I am, again, 99% of the time, obviously agree with everything Dana says, anything Frangela says. That's the only person. That's my, by the way, that's my only rule. I do agree with 100% of everything Frangela says, but that's different.
There's other scary things happening. My alma mater, Chapman University, just fired the VP of DEI at the university with no notice. Yeah. They're firing all, there are also pressing issues that we should be focusing on.
That's the other thing. It's like, here we go again. This is how we got here, right? It's, by the way, here's the other reason how we got here. Susan Sarandon, at this, the protest for the Palestinian activists, first of all, this is something that we all agree on. We are all for free speech, and that this guy is a legal resident who was a protester who should not have been disappeared in the middle of the night. But she's like, no matter where you stand on genocide, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
my God.
Nobody of good faith is for genocide. Because you support Israel does not mean you're,
matter where you stand on genocide.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. And nobody is for waste, fraud, and abuse. Nobody is for illegal immigration. We have different views on these because we're Americans, right? on how we do, you know, comprehensive immigration reform or whatever. But, oh, my God.
Or even cutting waste in government. We all have different opinions on that,
and by the way, the maggots saying this guy is pro-Hamas is the other reason we got here.
Yes.
Because you support the Palestinians and right?
And their right to have
and you
their own
and you
land.
Criticize Netanyahu.
Right.
That doesn't make you Hamas-aligned with Hamas or whatever
right.
the Trump administration is saying about
right.
this guy or a Hamas sympathizer.
Right. You're allowed to criticize Netanyahu without being labeled anti-Semitic.
Right. Well, yes, and I do think Netanyahu, I've said many times, is a war criminal.
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
He's a far-right warmonger.
Anyway, it's a weird thing, fellas. I finally felt Chris's pain.
Yeah.
Somebody, when they turned on me like Wolverines this morning.
Yeah.
Aw, bless your heart.
No, because you know how I hate when you're really, I have to admit you're right about anything. I don't even know why I tell these stories. Because you know, Bella, Clyde is my son.
Yes.
Clyde of Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes.
And so, of course, I think he's the most handsome, romantic, athletic, smartest man in the world.
Clyde of Bonnie and Clyde. I liked that.
Uh-huh. What did he do?
Chris always implies, very unkindly, I think in a bullying way, that Clyde is not bright. So I sometimes pander to my audience, Chris. So Clyde likes to play a game in the morning where he gets under the covers and then he fights with Bonnie. Like, Bonnie bites his head, like, under the covers and he moves around and it's like a game they play.
Okay, that's
where she likes to bite him through the cover. Okay, but this morning he got in the comforter cover, like, got inside comforter. And so at first it was like, oh, the same game as usual. But then I could tell he was really lost and distressed.
Oh, no.
So I was trying to help him out of the comforter cover. I had to undo buttons. I was like, Clyde, then he kept going the wrong way and like backing. I'm like, no, Clyde. And then he was getting more and more panicked. He's like, I can't get out of that. I can't get out of the comforter. I was like, Clyde, here. And I had to go in the thing and open it and get him out. My sweet baby.
Aww.
All right. That's why I need to come back to my center. And that is a Chris's wrong email. Right. Andy in New York City. Subject line, Chris is wrong. Cal Worthington was a national treasure. Dear whisper thin pleasure giver. Bulimic ditch liquor, euphemistically. Mm. I like that. That's a new euphemism. I'm a whisper thin pleasure giver.
Yeah.
Whisper thin.
Once again, Chris is wrong. Cal Worthington may have been a regional car dealer who ran regional TV. I heard this from a lot of people. Who ran regional TV commercials, but he was also a fixture on nationally televised Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Right.
I remember that now.
Okay.
And his commercials were featured in numerous feature films. I grew up in New York, where Steffi, the young and beautiful boss of Chris, thank you, reference to Cal Worthington and his dog Spot, I guffawed heartily, as I always do when Chris is wrong. Okay. I forgot. It was Johnny Carson that was, because he would go, Cal Worthington and his dog Spot, and it was funny because it was never a dog, it was like an elephant or like another animal, and that's why it was hilarious, because it was
still a national, it was still a regional spot.
Okay, but Johnny Carson made that's why it made it into feature films, and everybody knows.
Yes, Johnny Carson made it famous.
We were talking about Trump's car commercial in front of the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Clyde, what are you doing?
Oh, they're fighting.
I don't even look anymore.
I'm not used to it quite yet, so I still like.
All right. Here, you know what? Let's just end on the common ground that America always ends on. What is that? Bella.
Yay!
Chris is right.
Bella. No.
Oh.
No. Felicia says, Bella, smart, funny, attractive, and
oh
she does
gosh.
Impressions. Bella is a gem.
Aw!
I believe what's her name?
Caroline Levitt.
It was your Caroline Levitt.
Yeah.
You went to school with sorority girls like that?
Yes, I did.
Could you do your Caroline Levitt again?
Oh, my God. Well, she, every time she speaks, it's just, all I hear is, oh, you can't make it to chapter today.
That is really good.
Uh-huh. That's going to be a problem. Like,
why am I replacing myself? I'm replacing myself with a Gen, whatever she is.
Gen Z.
Are you Gen Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Gen Z robot. I'm planting the seeds of my own destruction.
Well, that's kind of been your thing your entire career, though.
I know, I'm not bright. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm like the Clyde of talk radio.
Right.
Aw, see what I just did? Look what you've done to my self-esteem and Clyde's.
It's okay, Clyde. You're smart.
Good boy. You was smart. You was kind. You was important. Good job getting out of that comforter cover. It's like America right now. We're like, how the f*** are we getting this comforter cover? Help! 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. This is something that makes sense. When the world makes no sense, join Credo Mobile, right? The nation's only progressive phone company. They share your values, and they've given, I mean, almost $11 billion at this point. Like, I keep saying $95 million, but that was like $11 billion news cycles ago.
It was.
Yeah. To, like, Planned Parenthood, Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, on and on. Oh. All those places that really, really need our help right now. Transgender rights, which I fully support. I'm in a mood this morning. Okay, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching so easy. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEF25 at credomobile.com.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
CB Distillery's VIP sale is on for a few days only. You can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, pain relief after exercise sounds good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. I use it for Bonnie and Clyde on grooming day. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. I love my CBD relief stick after my bike rides. If you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery, and now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal will not be around long. Do not wait. CBDistillery.com. Enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. That is CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, LoveLost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Stephanie Miller.
That's the sound ladies make when they know Bob Seska's almost here.
He was here yesterday.
Right.
Carl Frisch is almost here.
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I've had a long day. Hi.
Had a long life.
It's Thursday already. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hi. Good morning. I just want to say this, first of all. We all know, Stephanie, that you are a pleasure giver as you
Thank
have
you.
Set yourself on fire, and you almost poked your eye out.
Thank
so
you.
I think we can just
Thank
put
you.
That on the wall.
In service of my lesbian lovers.
Yes. But I want to say, as far as the anti-trans issue, you know, we know that they spent $200 million running anti-trans ads. Perhaps it wasn't as big a vote-getter as they thought it was, and it's heartening. On Chris Hayes, they had this segment where there are Republican state legislators that voted against the anti-trans bills that were on the floor. But here's the thing. Damage done. What that does is put a target on the back of already marginalized people.
Right.
What it does is it heightens the anxiety, forces them into depression, and it is costing lives. People are killing themselves because of what they're doing. So when Gavin Newsom and others go out there and casually just kind of kick it around, is like, oh, we can find common ground.
Well, I said to
what
I said
they
to,
don't understand.
Yeah, I said to Chris that, you know, I think what people also don't like is when they think, oh, it's a politician that's looking at the polls that's, you know, being an opportunist. Because, you know, Gavin Newsom has always been a very strong ally of the LGBTQ community. So, you know, but I guess with the conversation we were having yesterday, Karen, is just that I think we have to acknowledge that trans people in sports is a different, or getting surgery in prison is a different issue than all of the fact that, you know, they're just bullies and they think trans people don't have a right to exist and they're trying to erase them and they're name calling and bullying them. By the way, one of the things I missed yesterday, Sarah McBride, when she got misgendered again, she actually, you know, thank God the guy, her colleague defended her, Karen, but she defended herself. Did you see that she misgendered him back?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay.
She said, thank you, Madam Speaker. And I'm like, good for you. This is what bullying feels like.
That's right. No, I mean, we have to fight back, and we have to disrupt this every single chance we can get when we don't speak up and push back. And that was the beautiful thing about what happened in those states where these anti-trans bills were on the floor. They punched back. They stood up and they defended themselves. And when you have a personal face, when you know somebody personally, and let me tell you, I was in tears last night watching that Chris Hayes segment. And and because, I mean, I worry every day about my child.
Well,
and
Karen,
I ask Liam every single morning, how are you doing?
Yeah, people that just tuned in, Karen has a trans child.
Yes.
And so, you know, Karen, this is the other thing. I talked about polling for marriage equality. I mean, the reason that moves so fast to majority people are for marriage equality is you know somebody. It's your son. It's your daughter. It's your favorite, you know, country singer, football star, radio host, whatever it is. And so maybe that's part of it. Is they're counting on that? Not that many people feel like they know a trans person, and so they can make it boogity boogity different, weird, you know. And here's part of the problem politically, Karen. They want us talking about this just like during the campaign, instead of the fact that Donald Trump is blowing up the economy and everyone's life here. Right? I mean, this is so.
I mean, we have to be there for our trans community, and we have to disrupt anti-trans conversations. And I mean, I've literally people who I know, and I've been known for a long time, talking about referring to trans individuals as trannies.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, and they know me.
They
know
do
me,
it,
and they know
and,
my
and
son.
And they do it on purpose. We will talk to Carl Frisch next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
From the WMDX newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. Republican proposed legislation to require sheriff's officials help immigration authorities pass the assembly's public safety committee. The proposal would require citizenship proof of anyone arrested on felony-level offenses. If unable to verify citizenship, deputies would be legally required to report it to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will get a full vote in the assembly, but Governor Tony Evers says he'll veto the bill if it reaches his desk. Another bill needing co-sponsorship among state lawmakers would eliminate daylight saving time in Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Representative Nate Gustafson from Fox Crossing and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara in Appleton said this bill seeks to establish a consistent standard time throughout the year. The bill aims to promote public health, safety, and economic stability. This, however, would keep sunrises and sunsets early, meaning in the middle of July, the sun will shine into our windows at 4 a.m., and the latest it would be out at night would be 7:30. Outdoor enthusiasts and people with 9-to-5 jobs will ultimately see less sunlight after work in the warmer months. Elon Musk, who has been leading the Department of Government Efficiency, has also suggested ending time changes.
And high school sports championships will remain in Wisconsin's capital city for 8 more years. Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska has details.
State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that the economic impact for the Madison area for hosting the state championships is over $22 million per year.
I'm Terry Barr. More news anytime at WMDXradio.com. You are listening to 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We are tracking a powerful spring storm system that could bring some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening. Rain through Saturday with rain changing to snow late Saturday night into Sunday. It's going to be windy with the system too. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, our high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that law?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that law?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, nice weather continuing, maybe Wisconsin's first storms of the spring. Brittany Merlot will be here and J.R. Radcliffe with sports. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
On a car show in front of the White House explicitly to benefit the stock value of Elon Musk, his billionaire buddy Elon Musk pledged another $100 million to support Trump's political campaign efforts. The public corruption at the very core of this is just shocking.
Thank you. Who was that? Senator Coons.
Yes.
Senator Chris Coons. Thank you. As someone said, just because it's out in the open doesn't mean it isn't corruption.
Right.
I mean, that is the most disgusting, corrupt thing we've ever seen. The car show in front of the White House, and then Elon Musk just gives them another $100 million or whatever he just gave so that he can continue to grift off the American
yep.
people and thieve your Social Security and their Medicare. I think that's what they're trying to distract with. So let's talk to our good friend about that.
Carl.
Carl, first, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall
we?
CarlFrisch.com. Oh, hi. Good morning, Carl Frisch. Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh. So, you were not here last week, but that is when they started blowing up the Department of Education,
yeah.
oddly, as
yeah.
the head of the school board there. I mean, it is just appalling. If you were asleep and you just woke up to the wrestling lady on TV, not knowing what anything stands for in the Department of Education as they're getting ready to dismantle it entirely, it's and Bobby Kennedy talking about, oh, the best way to cure measles is to get measles. You just would think this nightmare is never ending, isn't it?
Billionaire is going to billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horribly depressing when you consider what the role of the Department of Education is, right? Like the fact that the Secretary of Education didn't know what the Individuals with Disabilities in Education Act was. Millions of students received essential services and access to the free and necessary education in a public school because of IDEA. There is no limit to the damage that will be done when they got the Department of Education from IDEA to funding for schools with students living in poverty, all sorts of things that are in jeopardy as a result of this. Not the least of which is, you've got students who are relying on the Department of Education to process their student loan information, to facilitate their payments for their loans. So there's all sorts of things going on here. And I think it's true what's been said about this administration. Because they know they can't legislatively get things done, they can't just legislatively remove the Department of Education, what they will do is cripple it so that anything that it does when it interfaces with everyday Americans will be compromised, and people will begin to not trust that that's something that the government's capable of doing. They're going to do it with Medicare, they're going to do it with Social Security, they're going to do it with the Department of Education, and so on and so on. And then that will give them the excuse to privatize everything.
And I can't even keep my effery straight anymore. Is this where they did the fake like security threat and everyone needs to leave the building? It was Department of Education. I mean, this is the most dishonest, on top of everything else, administration ever. I mean, even though Nicole Wallace called BS on this, they get some, it's for security threat, you got to get out of the building. Well, I mean, they're obviously trying to purge and destroy the entire Department of Education, right?
Right. Well, at this point, it's hard to trust anything coming out of the administration.
By the way, I read something, I can't remember where, Carl, it made me think of you, and I just, because you just think, like, why would you be against education, right? And they're saying, somebody said, they don't want thinkers, they want believers. And that's how we got here, how we would stay here, is in this bubble of disinformation where people don't have the critical thinking skills to know what are obvious, ridiculous lies, right? I mean, they just want people to believe Donald Trump, which is how we got here, and not people that think for themselves.
Yeah, there's not a lot of want for critical thinking. I think that's evidenced by an administration that doesn't conduct a lot of critical thinking. They're relying on the fact that people will accept certain levels of chaos. But I think what's changing is that real people who actually voted for Trump are feeling the pain here. And sometimes that's what it takes for people to wake up to what's going on, is for it to impact them personally, especially for people that lack the human emotional empathy.
Yeah, no, exactly. But that's exactly what it is. Is at what point, is reality going to overwhelm, this wall of lies? I mean, that's the race we're up against, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually surprised with the auto show on the at the White House that there wasn't a new Trump Tesla car.
Roll out of a new model.
yeah, only a matter of time at this point. But you're right, the corruption is everywhere. It's on full display. And, you know, the lawlessness at which this administration has pursued these tests is insane.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, Jeff, it was Jeff, this was his tweet. He said, kind of wild there are millions of people out there who are completely tuned out and unaware of what's going on. And then one day they're going to wake up and be like, how can Medicare just not cover my meds or surgery? What do you mean my Social Security's gone? Wait, we're at war with Canada? I mean, this is the people I always talk about, Carl, that don't vote. They go, oh, I don't do politics. And politics yeah, sure is doing with, them, right?
At first state of Canada. I think people are waking up. I mean, you look at the polling that came out yesterday about the economy. 55% said that Trump's not handling the economy well. That's the first time he's ever been underwater on that issue.
Right.
Polling. So I think people are waking up to what's going on. And that is an administration that's not focused on the economy. It's focused on crippling essential services for everyday Americans and making their lives more difficult.
Yeah. I mean, this is the crux of it. I think it was Anna Navarro said, I'll never get over how they dismantled democracy by saying exactly what they would do and then convincing people they didn't really mean it. I mean, it is like this mass delusion that got us here, right?
Yeah, I mean, we still have the roadmap with Project 2025, and it's happened. You know, I've yet to see the part that Trump said he didn't like that wasn't going to happen. They're working their way through it pretty quickly here.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Senate Democrats need to stand up to Republicans in the Senate and make sure that they don't give Elon Musk a blank check from the only check and balance that seems to be willing, that seems to be remaining, that hasn't shown any want to hold the administration accountable at this point and has shown a willingness to give up all of its authority. But Democrats can do something good by stopping Republicans from doing this.
I mean, to your point, Carl, this is exactly what it is how long before the reality becomes so divergent from what they're saying? You know, even Trump cultists, right? I love this. Trump celebrates that people are loving Elon Musk hours after a poll shows his approval rating is nearly 20 points underwater. People most decidedly do not like Elon Musk or what he's doing, right?
Yeah, and that's just with his family.
He literally tweeted, wow, people are loving Elon, a great patriot. Nice to see. I'm right. And it's like, meanwhile, the truth is the exact opposite.
Yeah, even Trump's own people don't like Elon. You know, but I think we need to remember, we don't have to break the fake reality that they've put out there that certain people believe. We're not going to convince those people to believe what's actually happening.
Yeah.
There's our folks, and then there's the folks in the middle that are not engaged at all. They're not paying attention. They don't know all these things that are happening. And so it's on all of us to make sure that they hear about these things before they feel these things happening to them.
So, Carl,
they will wake up and find that these policies from the administration are hurting them.
So as a head of a school board and also a member of the LGBTQ community, I have to ask you, so I don't know if you heard the discussion yesterday with Carlos, who's, you know, the father of two girls. We were talking, everybody's out here is talking about Gavin Newsom and, you know, what he said about trans people in sports. So, Carl, it's interesting, you in particular as a former political strategist, right? You look at this issue and right now it's 80% are against trans girls playing in sports, 90% are against trans surgery in prison, right? So, but I you know, Chris and I were making the point that you remember the polling against gay marriage when, you know, we were all much, much younger, you know, and so it's like you don't want to help them with their bigotry in any way, but what I feel like is, oh, here we are, they're forcing us into talking about trans issues again because they've seen that same polling, instead of talking about the fact that Donald Trump is literally blowing up the world economy, our economy, your personal economy, right? Possibly getting rid of all of our allies. How do we handle this issue?
I think we handle it by, you know, remaining fair with the people we serve. And making sure that everybody in a school system has the same rights and privileges as anyone else. And pointing out that it's about fairness.
Right.
And redirecting the conversation to the issues that voters actually care about. Very few voters are actually motivated by these issues, regardless of where they stand on it. They're more concerned with the state of the economy, and they need to hear about the state of the economy under this president. You know, I'm sure they're looking at their 401ks and their retirement right now and wondering what the heck's going on.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking in particular about, you know, this ICE detaining Mahmoud Kayil, the Palestinian activist student at Columbia. And we were saying in the crowd was Susan Sarandon, who finds a way to be unhelpful, in my opinion, in every political cycle. But she said, no matter where you stand on genocide, freedom of speech is an issue, is a right that we all have. That is implying that there are some people of good faith that are pro-genocide. I mean, and this is exactly, I just saved this one for you too, Carl, because I just made my head explode. Pro-Palestinian groups have more demands for Democrats. Democrats, oh my God, right? Like, we are literally, Trump has allowed Netanyahu to shut off aid and electricity to Gaza so they can flatten it, complete the genocide, and build Trump Gaza. And we're still in this? This is in Politico. Democrats still have a Gaza problem 4 months after Kamala Harris's loss. A quartet of progressive advocacy groups are asking the DNC in a new letter to better engage with pro-Palestinian voters, a sign the party's rift over the Israel-Hamas war could stretch into the midterms. Can you please explain this to me like I'm four? I mean, everything we warned about is happening and worse.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with focused conversations with communities we need to win over at all. But, I mean, we've already seen the reporting out of Michigan where leaders in various communities have expressed, you know, that they did the wrong thing in the last election. And so I'm very hopeful that the same mistakes are not repeated in 2026, because the only thing that's going to stop this president is the Congress is willing to hold them accountable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it literally is the only guardrail we have left. Carl, that's why I appreciate you starting on this. We always said years ago, get on the school board, do this, do that. And you did it, my friend.
You did.
Walk the talk.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Love you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
All right. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by just smartness, stamps.com.
Oh, yeah.
Just be smart. It gives you flexibility and individual liberty. Who doesn't like that while we still have a smidgen left?
Get it while you can.
Tedious tasks like sending certified mail, invoices, checks, documents, packages can be done on your time, not someone else's. Stamps.com. It's the answer. You can have flexibility in your workday. You could decide where to invest your time, when to invest it, handle all your mailing and shipping needs wherever, whenever, right from your phone or your computer. Can seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Access all USPS and UPS services any day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. It's raining in LA now. Who wants to get out?
Yeah.
Go out to the post office.
Roadie.
Stamps.com. If you use the code Stephanie, you get a 4-week trial, free postage, free digital scale, no long-term commitments or contracts. Stamps.com. The code is Stephanie.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's Stephanie Miller. If you're like me and you love sharp political insight, bold opinions, and a touch of humor to make sense of these crazy times, have I got some fantastic news for you. The Political Voices Network is now on Substack. This is your new go-to for the best in independent media. We're talking about my show streaming daily with episodes on demand, the fearless of journalism of Brian Karam, the brilliant side-splitting satire of John Fugelsang, the unrelenting working-class advocacy of Rick Smith, and so much more. Here's the best part. Subscribing is so easy. You can join for free. Support these incredible independent voices by signing up for a full subscription. You'll get access to exclusive content, behind-the-scenes insights, and a chance to directly fuel fearless, unfiltered media. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Every subscription helps, especially yours. One more time, that is PoliticalVoicesNetwork.com. Sign up now. Do it.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's. It's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Dane County Humane Society is your local independent donor-supported animal shelter. Your contributions provide care and comfort to thousands of animals each year. To support animals in need at DCHS, visit giveshelter.org/donate.
Stephanie Miller.
Word. Yeah.
Word to your mother?
Yeah. Well, I want to be inclusive, so word to everybody, okay, including your mother. Okay. 52 minutes after the hour. Oh, breaking news. Pete Buttigieg will not run for Senate in Michigan. Yep. He, obviously, the speculation he's preparing to run for president again.
Yes.
We were just talking about bigotry, so I guess we'll see whether we're a more sexist, homophobic, racist country. But I don't know. I am so with Sherrilyn Ifill on this. She was quoting Teamsters President Sean O'Brien said the Democrats were too focused on social issues, which are very important, but our members are more concerned about the economic issues, so the Democrats have to work a lot of work to regain the confidence of working people. Sherrilyn Ifill just said this is a lie. Too focused on the social issues means they ran a black woman candidate because every other word out of her mouth was about the working class. Buying your first home, jobs, child tax credit, price gouging, building more affordable housing, prescription drug costs, even further, middle-class tax cuts. If you couldn't hear, it's because of the melanin and the estrogen got in the way. She's absolutely right. Trump didn't run on any – he didn't have plans for any of that. So I thank you, Sherrilyn Ifill. Okay, Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete.
Good, buddy. Every morning. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I was a little horrified this morning when I tuned in, and you were mentioning something about taking alcohol away. And
yeah, well, yeah, 200% tariff. Exactly. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so, Chris, I hate to do this to you again, but I'm going to need you to engage that emergency MOOC broadcasting system again.
Okay,
and
all right.
I'm not sure and I'm going to keep kicking this horse until somebody produces this. Rocky Mountain Mike. Rocky Mountain Mike.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
But, hey, Nation, if you take booze and beer away from Wisconsin and you diminish our cheese supplies, You're going to take a cute and fluffy Midwest badger and turn us into a freaking pack of rabid honey badgers.
Honey badgers,
coming straight for your freaking nutsacks. Holy crap, do not do this.
Listen, Chris and I have been there. If you take away the beer and cheese curds
in Madison,
there is rioting in the streets.
Absolutely.
Let me take a moment to say cheese curds are delicious.
They are delicious.
I've been gifted so many times at Madison Sexy Liberal.
I had to bring home a separate suitcase for all the cheese that people gave.
Oh, how'd that smell?
It made it. I ate it. So.
Yeah, speaking of Midwestern nice, I just love this. This is, where are we? Tina Smith. This is hilarious because Minnesota nice is really a thing. So is Canada nice, right? And I'm telling you, Trump is just driving people. Seven. Okay. Yeah, here we go.
You said this is the ultimate boss move from Musk, except he isn't even the boss. He's just a And then you followed that up with, I'm on the side of the workers, not the billionaire bosses. What's the value in that kind of language?
And what I am hearing from voters at home and what I heard on your show is that people want to see some fight. They want to see some urgency in this moment that we're in.
I would like the rod up their ass.
Rod up the butt.
Rod up the butt sound effect. Sorry about that. I keep forgetting the baby's new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good Lord. The rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
See, even Minnesota nice people like Tina Smith, thank you. Call it move a move. Right? Elon Musk is that boss that everybody hates. So I'm good for her for calling it out. The fact that he's having a car commercial for the richest man in the world that we're supposed to feel sorry for while he's blowing up our Social Security and Medicare and thieving and taking millions of taxpayer dollars in subsidies for his failing companies is the ultimate. Okay. All right. My point is, speaking of,
Good Lord, the rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
1 million moms is mad again. Isn't that, in fact, one guy?
It's one mom in her mom's basement, basically, sitting at a computer, being angry.
Oh, God, this is while the entire world and United States economy is blowing up and we are shattering all our alliances.
Uh-huh.
1 million moms has received complaints. This is an actual... They have received complaints from the regarding the insinuated profanity in the new ad campaign from Wendy's. The commercial features a $3 Baconator.
What? How dare they?
That is not all.
That sounds delicious, by the way.
I need to read the rest of it. The voiceover states four times in a row, son of... In each case, the ad bleeps out the B word with music. Then in the fifth use of the B word, the ad finally declares, son of a Baconator is $3.
That's clever advertising.
Okay. Of course, the ad campaign obviously insinuates profanity throughout the entire commercial. It's also obvious Wendy's chose to include this profane insinuation to end the ad with viewers completely understanding the intended implication. This type of advertising is entirely unnecessary. 1 million moms finds this decision highly inappropriate. Apparently, Wendy's executives do not care about what children hear. Oh, won't someone please think of the children? Okay. Let them know, as a parent and a consumer, you are disgusted by their recent irresponsible marketing choices. Really?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
As Joe My God writes, by this count, this is the 15th time that Monica has complained about implied profanity in commercials. And now I really want a Baconator.
Yes, I do too.
Your kids are cussing at school. Get over it.
Right.
God, your kid's going to die of measles. And really? They might hear a bleep word in the... God, I hate everyone. Dr. Doom next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll discuss the Supreme Court debate and also a blood moon rising. We'll give you the details. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back.
It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now threatening a 200% tariff on European wine, champagne, and spirits if the European Union goes forward with the planned tariff on American whiskey that it announced this week. Those tariffs were in retaliation to the original 25% tariffs the Trump administration slapped on European steel and aluminum. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada meeting with EU and Canadian leaders about some of this and other issues. A big storm is ramping up in Southern California. Evacuations are underway in fire-scarred areas of Los Angeles. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee has more on the rain.
Flood watches from Anaheim and Los Angeles eventually down to San Diego throughout the morning hours here. So let me take you through the timing. San Diego is going to be the heaviest here, 6 a.m. Pacific time. Into the mountains east of San Diego, you'll even see some of that snow developing at the higher elevations. That's going to make travel difficult.
A long line of those storms now moving further east. This is ABC News.